Look who it is. It's me, Allie Makovsky, back to record another episode of Resting Bitch with Allie Makovsky. Oh, crowd goes wild. Good to be back recording another episode. My body, mind, and spirit are exhausted from ComplexCon this weekend. If you're not familiar with ComplexCon, it's a hypebeast trade show, essentially. What's a hypebeast, you might ask? I don't really know. It's the type of people who wait outside of the Supreme store and try and buy as much as they can and then resell it online for double the price. A lot of camo pants. Those type of people, the camo pants type of people. This is my third year in a row going. I love it, okay? Say what you will about hype beasts and streetwear clothing. I love the culture. I love the community. It's a good time. People smoke weed indoors, and there are also kids at the event. It is, it feels like a reggae fest without reggae. Yes, that was this weekend, and my body hurt so bad. I did absolutely go off because they do music there. It's a trade show. There's like a bunch of brands and companies who like set up mini shops inside of the Long Beach Convention Center and just kind of like, you know, say what's up. A lot of places don't even sell stuff. They're just like, look what we have that you can't get right now. Don't you wish you could get it right now? Sorry, you can't, but you can take pictures in our booth. I did see Usher walking around, and I think I'm pregnant. I don't know if you can get pregnant just from looking at someone for a very long time, but if that is possible, I am pregnant, and that's why I have a glow about me today. I'm having Usher's baby. I think he has herpes, but I feel like most people do at this point, so I'm down to get the herp. It seems pretty treatable. It seems like a minor inconvenience, kind of like, you know, when you get a flat tire or something. It's like, everyone's gonna get a flat tire at some point, and the rest of the tires work fine, so you just gotta take care of that tire for a couple days, and then you're back on the freeway, cruising. That's me and Usher. If I can get herpes from staring at him for a very long time, then I have that too now. I mean, I think someone sued Usher because he gave her herpes, and it's like there's so many people who are getting herpes at, you know, at EDC or at Coachella. I would 100% rather get herpes from Usher. That's a great story to tell. And every time you get a flare-up, you think of Usher. I wanna make love in this club, eh? With a condom. You know, whatever. As you all know, I am, I don't know how to say this and not sound disgusting. I'll put it this way. I've taken a lot of chances, and the fact that I haven't gotten the herp dog at this point, it is impressive, and it is a miracle, and, you know, my life is young, and so is herpes. It'll happen to me at some point. Anyway, if you have herpes, thanks for listening to my podcast. I just want to give a quick shout out to all my podcast listeners with herpes. I love you. I support you. And don't feel alone. I will be with you at some point soon, I imagine. If you're listening to my podcast with syphilis, you know, that is tight. Isn't that what Al Capone had? Syphilis? Is that the one that makes you go crazy? I feel like I have more of like a syphilis audience. I have the ones who start to go mentally crazy. If I'm just picking a sexually transmitted infection/disease, for a fan base, I'm going syphilis. Okay, I wrote down notes this time, so I'm feeling very prepared. But I think also with the notes, it makes me feel like I have an agenda and that I have to say certain things. So, you know, there's pros and cons to this. Okay, I'm going to start off with this, even though I've already started off with Complex Con a little bit. I did my friend Josh Michael's podcast, and let me just say, it is a very fun podcast to do, but I can't even tell you the name of it. I want you to listen to it and like listen to my episode of it, but they combine both of their names together, and it's not good names to combine. It's Josh Michaels and Gerardo Alarcon, I want to say, and I could be completely fucking his name up. It was the first time we had met. And, I want to make sure, it's such a bad name for a podcast, and that's coming from someone with the name Resting Bitch as their podcast. Okay, the podcast is, yeah, it's so bad. Their podcast name is called Josh Rardo Michael Arcons. It's their names combined. They need to change that. But it was a very fun podcast to do. And you know what? This is the sweetest gift I've ever received. They gave me this gift. It's a sticker that they did the jewel template, and then they made a sticker that says resting on one side and bitch on the other. And God, I want to make these and sell them. Because they're so cute. It's all pink. It's the color of the pod. And it says resting bitch on it. So it was a great podcast. It was all the way in Claremont, though. I had to go all the way to Claremont, where they live, to do this podcast. It was it's the type of length of drive where you go, should I just go to Palm Springs after this? You're like, I'm already this far out. I might as well just make a little vacation of it. It was about, I don't know. And it's also like inland, so it feels like you're not really anywhere important. Because like I live the same amount of, I'm from Long Beach, which is essentially the same amount of miles like to get to either place. But Long Beach, it's like, you know, it's a little bit, it's popping. And you're driving to Claremont and you're like, maybe I should take a trip to Tijuana. Just travel all the way down. I have to apologize in advance. I made the mistake of having a pretty heavy breakfast before this because we recorded later than we normally do. And I thought it would be better to be not hungry, but I think it's worse to be full. Because now I feel like gassy and heavy and just, it's not sitting right. It's not sitting right. And I have to be honest, I am uncomfortable. My stomach might make a couple noises and we're going to power through. Just to keep running down my week. When I try and tell my friends or like people that I know what my podcast is about, it sounds so narcissistic. I'm like, oh, I just talk about my week and people listen. Like, how crazy is that of me to think that anyone... I'm like, yeah, this is my podcast idea. It's all about me. And people would definitely listen to this. And you guys do, which is tight. But describing what my podcast is really psychotic to people. There's no way of going around it, you know. It's not like, oh, I talk about politics and, you know. No, I just talk about myself. I'm not proud of it, okay, but I do it, and you guys are here, and you're back, and that's tight. I hosted a show at the Improv, and there were like 15 to 20 people there in the main room, and it was painful. Was painful. Hosting sucks. hosting sucks because, especially if it's like a late show and there's only like 20 people there, you go up at the beginning of the show and everyone in the audience is thinking, where did everyone else go? Where's the audience? Is this a, what are those, the room, the, like a test study? Like when a company brings in like 10 people to give their feedback on a product that isn't released yet? That's what it feels like. And so everyone's just kind of confused. And then I go up on stage first being like, what the fuck is up? 20 people. And then they're like, yay. And it's very hard to bring that energy up. And even when you do get it up, it still is only 20 people in a room that seats, you know, much more than that. But luckily the comics on the show were fun, so it was entertaining just to watch. And I wouldn't say that I bombed, but it just, you know, it's hard to really feel good at the very beginning of the show for 20 people. And then you have to keep coming on stage after the comics. So if you do bomb hosting, then you just have to keep going on stage and reminding people, hey, I'm the person who bombed at the very beginning of the show. And here I am introducing a comic that's much funnier than me. So I did that, and then I babysat. And I love this baby that I watched. She is a thick queen. She's so thick. She's 17 months now. I pretend she's mine when we go to the park. The moms will be like, how was the birth for you? And I'm like, it was so long, but once I saw her face, it was so worth it. Yeah, I pretend I'm her mom. And it's probably not healthy to do that, but I want to get kind of like, I want to feel what it's like to be a young mom. And I will soon. Once I have Usher's baby, I will know what it's like. But until then, I'm pretending that the little girl I babysit is mine. She's so cute. I took her to the Grove on Halloween. And we took pictures, and people just look at the both of us thinking, wow, you know, it makes so much sense that that's this baby's mom, because she's beautiful. And then on Halloween, she gets really spooked easily, but she pretends she's not spooked, so she does this, like, really, like, pretending to be happy, but also scared at the same time face. And I just love her. That's just my little... Anyway, I didn't get to spend Halloween night with her. It would have been fun to, like, trick-or-treat and stuff. Instead, I decided to do a comedy show, which just isn't the move. On Halloween, everyone wants to get fucked up, not watch comedy. But I did that, and it went better than I expected, but it was a weird vibe. Because it was at this, like, warehouse in downtown. And downtown's a weird place. It's like... I've never seen so many Subway sandwich shops in an area, but downtown is just, it's the hub of Subway sandwiches, and the smell of piss. If you ever wondered what a whole city that smells like piss is, take a nice cruise down downtown, roll your windows down. It is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's interesting because it's just like so different during the day and during the night. Different energies. I'm not really a downtown type of gal. It feels very much like New York, though. It's really weird. It feels like it, but it doesn't, because it's pretty empty. Anyway, I need to stop eating before I record podcasts. This is the death of me. This is the death of me. I feel like I'm in a food coma. It's, like, hard to speak. You know when you eat so much, you feel like you're sleeping, but I'm, like, sleepwalking right now. My eyes are open, but I can't really see anything. And I think I'm saying words, but I could just be mumbling. I've never seen someone have a stroke, but I know that half your face goes, you know, numb. It gets paralyzed. And I feel... like, in my head, that's, like, I'm talking as if half of my body is just gone. This isn't good. I need to stop eating. But this is what happens. We decided to record later today, and I don't think we're ever going to do this again. I can't do this. Not that I'm a morning person, but I some people are anti-breakfast. My sister's anti-breakfast. I fuck with a breakfast. If I'm up, I'm down for some eggs. But I ate way too many. And I could have stopped halfway through, but I didn't, because I don't back down. It's like I'm in a food competition, but no one else at the restaurant is in this game with me. It's bad. I should do one of those hot dog eating competitions. I should. I wouldn't win, but I would eat all of the hot dogs just at my own pace. Mm. I am drinking Liquid Death. I know I spoke pretty negatively about them last time, but I have to finish this case that I bought for myself. I bought it 2 cases of water. I'm almost done. I do love this water. I think I am going to get a face tattoo, so they sponsor me. I think if you don't have face tattoos, you just can't even, it's not even an option. So I don't hate them for that, but I will get a face tattoo so I can even be considered to be a sponsor of theirs. You know, it's annoying. I know someone who was sponsored by them, and that really is what set me off the ledge. Seeing someone, recognizing a face on their Instagram, that hurts. I want to be that face. I do need to get sponsored. Whatever. It's not important, okay? I'm my own sponsor. I don't know what that means, but I'm supporting this podcast, and that's all that matters. You have to be your number one fan and your number one sponsor. Okay. Yeah, I did 2 shows in downtown this week. That's way too many shows in downtown. In my experience, they're never that great. I don't know what it is. Parking. Parking's terrible down there. No one really wants to go to downtown, and not that many people really live there that I know of. So, I don't know. Downtown just has weird vibes. There's weird vibes over there. See, I ate way too much. I'm sleepy. I just want to nap. I think I'm going to go to the movies after this. You know, I used to work at a movie theater. I used to work at the Arclight. And a lot of the homeless people would buy movie tickets. So then they would just sleep in the theater. Genius. Genius. But you never think that when you're giving them money. You know. You never think that they're going to just, you know, go sit in the back row of Jojo Rabbit, maybe jerk off and take a nap. Because that's what happens. I've seen it. I've gone out of my way to see it. But it is nice. The air-conditioned theater, comfortable seats. You can lift the armrest, get cozy. And that's what you have to watch out for when you're going to, like, you know, if you're buying tickets late to, like, a movie that's already been out for, like, 3 weeks. There's going to be probably one homeless person jacking off in there. I've been told to kick a man out for jacking off in the movie Hail Caesar. And you can't do that. You just got to let them take care of their business. I'm not going to go in and tell someone to stop masturbating. If they're already doing it, then let them do it. I haven't seen that movie. Actually, I think I did go see that movie. After I heard the guy was jacking off in the theater, I was like, man, I gotta see what this movie's all about now. One time I had a butter machine explode on me when I was working at the movie theater. And it was like for some sold-out movie, some like, you know, either like action movie or it was like some sort of Superman type of movie. And it was sold out. It was busy. The lines were bustling and hustling. And I'm trying to do my best getting these orders taken care of. And I'm popping this. I'm hitting that melted butter machine. And all of a sudden the whole thing, hot melted butter, just exploded all over me. And I just had to power through it. Keep going. I should have I feel like I should have like gone on a walk before recording this. I need to work this off. I'm not going to, but I should have. I am gonna just sit in a movie theater after this and just, I haven't gone to the movies in a long time. Movies are nice, but I feel like you're always pressured into getting popcorn, especially if you go with someone. You always end up being like, I don't want any. And then they're like, I don't want any. I'll only have some if you have some. And then you're splitting popcorn, and there's always either you or the other person is eating 90% of it. And then it just gets stuck in your teeth. It always gets stuck in my teeth. Or I end up like choking on a kernel. Ugh. I like the dirty foods. You know, I like a movie theater. I'm tempted to answer this phone call on right now. Part of me thinks, you know what, I'm gonna answer it. Hello? Yes. Oh, yeah. Let me text one of my roommates. I'm not home right now. Okay, great. I made the mistake. I shouldn't have answered the phone call. That was a bad idea. Now I have to freaking get my roommates to... Okay. That was such a bad idea. Never answer an unknown call. I thought maybe it would be, like, exciting. It would be someone being like, you entered this contest and you've won... $1,000. That's never happened to anyone. God damn it. Ugh. Why did I do that? I hope you can't hear. We're gonna have to make sure you can't hear his side of it, because he does say my address. Gotta keep that on the low. Yeah, I do have 3 roommates. Things are going well for me. I do it by choice, because I really like coming home to a mess, and I like coming home to one of my roommates being drunk, and I like one of my roommates blasting movies because he's a cinephile. He's also a womanizer, so I like that. I like having a lot of different energy in my house and not living alone. Living alone is sad. If you live alone, you're a loser, okay? Why don't you get some friends and call them roommates? I pay so little for my place, and that's why I do it. And because I love having roommates, okay? It is pretty nice. I do like it. Part of me wants to live alone, but I do like knowing that there's someone at home. That way, like, if I need something, I can have them help me. It's okay not to be a strong, independent woman. It's okay to have your roommates... treat your roommates like they are your personal assistants in some way. That's all my previous relationships. All of my exes I've decided that we were exes because I was like, oh, this isn't a sexual relationship anymore. This is you helping me get my tire changed. That's what relationships are for, no? My life's a mess, okay? I have pink hair. Do you think things are going well for me? No, things are fine. I did get recognized once at ComplexCon, so thank you. I was really hoping I would get at least 2 or 3. One is fine, and I'm appreciative of it. I didn't go to ComplexCon to get recognized, but I was hoping it would happen, and it did. It happened once, and that's okay. I saw Ty Dolla $ign there, and that was huge for me. Because if you've been listening to the damn podcast, you know that I'm doing comedy on a cruise and Ty Dolla $ign is also performing. And I really wanted to go up to him and be like, what's up, Ty? We're doing this cruise together. We should start our friendship now. That way we have stuff to talk about when we get there. But I chickened out. I couldn't do it. I got nervous. He was so good looking and... wealthy, you know, he had a lot of chains on and his hair was perfect and he has good skin, so it's just too much for one person. I can't compete with that. But yeah, we're both doing this cruise called Friendship 2020. It's like a festival on a cruise ship, and I'm trapped on there. You know, there's no like hideout. I'm just with everyone on this cruise. It's going to be fun, or the Titanic, you know. Goes to the Bahamas, though. I haven't been to the Bahamas since I was a wee lad. And, you know, I did get some braids on the side of my hair. I have to admit that. I'm not proud of it. It was a long time ago. I'm a different person now. Yeah. That was the first time I saw The Sixth Sense, was on that cruise that I took to the Bahamas when I was little. And that scared me. On a cruise, too? To watch a scary movie on a cruise? That is fucked up. I'm thinking about getting an animal. I'm trying to decide if I want to get a dog or a bunny. I'm tempted to get a bunny. I really think, because a dog, that's pretty much like, you have a kid at that point. You're responsible. Like, that's a lot of work. With a bunny, it's a little bit more chill. They poop in little pebbles. That's kind of cute. It's a cute way to poop. Imagine pooping and do you think it feels good for them? Because you know how sometimes when you take like a nice, sturdy bowel movement, it just, you're like, wow, this was the highlight of my day. Nothing has ever felt better. I wonder if they get that same satisfaction from the pebbles. But they probably have much tighter bee holes than we do as humans. So I guess those pebbles are probably pretty girthy to them. I'm not familiar with the asshole of a bunny, but yeah, I think that would be kind of a bummer to just poop in little pebbles. Oh, but then I'm not considering size. You have to take into consideration the size difference between humans and bunnies. Because if you're dehydrated, you know, I don't know why I'm going on a poop tangent. Pooping is so nice, though. It's like, it's up there. I wouldn't even put sex up there. I'm putting pooping. I've never done heroin, but I imagine that. And, what else? Authentic gelato. There's gotta be maybe another thing. I think those are about it. And probably death. I've never died, even though I sound like I am currently, but I imagine those are the four things that feel the best. Just a nice poop. I was actually thinking about this last night before bed. I was like hoping that I would poop. Like I really wanted it to happen because it just felt like the right thing at the time. Gosh, that'll really change your day, a good one or a bad one. I've pooped my pants. I'm not, you know, we all have a story. And it always starts out the same. You think it's going to be a little toot. You're in the comfort of your own home or wherever. You just think it's going to be an innocent little tootie out of the booty. And then all of a sudden, there comes Hurricane Katrina. Out the cheeks. Out the clapper. Clap on. Clap off. You got diarrhea coming out the clapper. This isn't a good podcast, okay? I know that. You can't recommend this to your friends and go, yeah, minute 34 or wherever we're at in this episode so far, she starts talking about diarrhea. I know, it's not marketable, and Liquid Death, if you're listening, this isn't what it's always about. Listen to episode 15 or 4 or number 1. Number 1's very wholesome. There's an episode where I talk about my deaf grandma and I get the story of her life wrong in most of it. I said that she didn't know that she was deaf until she was like 22. And that was so far off. My mom listened to the podcast and fact checked the whole thing. I don't even know if I did an update to let people know that I was wrong. She didn't know. That's so crazy. I always thought that was so crazy that she didn't know she was deaf until she was 22. Obviously, it's so crazy because it's not true. She found out when she was like 7 or something. Yeah, I fucked up. And I'm sorry, Grandma, okay? I'm sorry. She is dead. Bless her soul. That's so fucked up. I just took so much liberty over her life story and then just got it all wrong. But that's what happens when you die. You know what I hate? I think I feel like I might have talked about this last week. When people die and then their friends post their last text combo or like a funny text combo. Don't do that. I feel like it's so lame. They're like, look it, we were friends, we texted each other. And it's always something to, like, their benefit. Like, they had, like, some funny joke or, like, I just hate dead texts. It's so lame. It'll be, like, advice the other person gave them or vice versa. And they're like, they were such a good person. Ugh. It's so personal. It's so vulnerable. Ugh. I hate it. I hate it. I wish I was, like, in a funnier mood right now. That's the thing, okay? There's certain people who are always on. That's not me, okay? I'm not always on. Sometimes I'm just talking. Sometimes I'm doing the podcast just waiting until it's over so I can go home and take a nice bowel movement in the privacy of my own bathroom. That's one of these episodes, and we've had it before. I think it was, like, episode 6 or 8 or something where I ate too much before, and the whole podcast felt ruined. That's the thing with comedy, okay? I do stand-up comedy at nighttime. I'm recording this at noon. And there's a lot of factors that play into it. I ate too much. I had a big old thing of scrambled eggs with bacon, avocado, and spinach. And I purposefully ordered toast, but I accidentally didn't think about how much food that was. And I ate all of it. It's really ruining me. Oh yeah, I kind of want to get a bunny. They're super cute. But do I want to be like a 34-year-old with a bunny? Because those things kind of stick around for a while. And then, like, I don't know. How do you find someone to bunny sit for you? Hey, I'm going to be out of town. Who wants to watch my bunny? Remember that thing that we only talk about during Easter? Could you watch it in August? I mean, and they poop in, like, dry pebbles, which is cool, but also, like, do they enjoy that? I only care about animals that enjoy their poops. And you know that a dog enjoys that poop because it gets its whole body into it. It crouches over, it wipes its ass after on the floor, it rubs it around. You know it's feeling good about that. But with a bunny, I don't know how much enjoyment it's getting out of them. I made the mistake of going to the animal shelter this weekend because ComplexCon is in Long Beach. And I'm from Long Beach, so I went to the local animal shelter. And I didn't even know that they had bunnies at the animal shelter, but they did. I was looking at them. They're so cute. But then I also saw, I fell in love with a dog and I really want to get it, but I don't know. I think I'd be able to make it work and I would be a good owner, but there's a lot of fear right now. I feel like I wouldn't be a good owner and that the dog would hate me. But, and what if I don't get the right dog? What if it's not the right dog for me? And I want it to cuddle. I want a dog that'll cuddle me. Yeah. So I made the mistake of going to the animal shelter. I got very attached to this dog. I played with it at the shelter. I made them take it out of the cage and play with me. It felt like I was cock teasing this dog. I'm like, oh, remember what it's like to be free? Let's do that for 5 minutes in this yard. And then it went back to its little kennel. And they named it Cinderella, which I think is such a terrible dog name. I want to name it Roger. I think that's a great dog name. Roger. And it's a girl. I think that's a cool name for a girl dog, Roger. I like it. It's better than Cinderella. Ugh. Cinderella for a dog? That's so, they just, you know. And I think they recycle the names at the dog pound. Because I remember going there a while ago and there was another Cinderella there. And I think they just start recycling names so they don't get attached. They're just like, what can we use again? Because there's like Cinderella. They always have a there's always a dog at a shelter named like Pancake or Waffles or something. And it's always like a pit bull. They always give the pit bulls like the sweet names because they want to be like, if it's named Waffles, it won't attack. Because everyone has this fucked up view of pit bulls. But it's like, I feel like play into it. Really lean in. Name the pit bull Killer. Just name it Killer, and then people will think it's like this crazy dog, and then it's just sweet. I want to get a pit bull mix. That's what this dog that I played with was. It was like a pit bull, lab, terrier, maybe even Dalmatian. I would name it Roger if I could. Okay, so I saw Ty Dolla $ign at ComplexCon. I didn't talk to him, but I will see him on this cruise, and we are going to become best friends, and I'm going to tell him about the time that I saw him at ComplexCon and didn't say anything because I was afraid. He just seemed like he was enjoying himself. You know who else was at fucking ComplexCon? Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet brought up Kid Cudi. And then I snuck backstage. And I couldn't find him. I'm psychotic. I snuck backstage for Tim Tim. I wanted to see Timothy Chalamet. But then I thought about it when I was backstage. I was like, what do I say? And it's just creepy. You can't go, hey, I snuck backstage just so I could say what's up to you. Ugh, I love him, okay? Yeah, so I was backstage for like 10 minutes, and then I was like, I need to get out of here. This is a real weird move that I'm trying to pull right now. And then I went back, and I enjoyed the rest of the show, and then I performed across the street at the Long Beach Laugh Factory, which is way too big of a venue for the amount of audience that was there. But it was nice. Did 20 minutes. And I parked at the Laugh Factory illegally all weekend for ComplexCon, and I didn't get towed, so God is good. I took my ex-boyfriend the first day of ComplexCon. We had a good time. We have good energy. We have a good energy until it gets to like the eighth hour of us hanging out, and then we start to get to personal attacks about people's integrity and people's character flaws. That's when the energy changes and it doesn't feel as good. And then the next day I took Anthony, and people thought he was Post Malone. I don't see it. Anthony produces this podcast. I don't think he looks like Post Malone, but according to him, some people say that. I haven't seen it in person, so I can't say if that's true or not. Okay, don't name drop Post Malone. Apparently he looks like, I just have never seen it. So now, I mean, I get it, but I just don't. I don't know. I just see Post Malone as being such a type of person that, like, I get how people might think that you do look like him, but he's so just, like, dirty and face tattoo-y, and I mean, yeah, whatever. So I took Anthony, and then I took this girl, Lexi. This was our first time hanging out. The day that I dyed my hair orange, I went to this coffee shop the next day, and she had blue hair, and I just saw her at this coffee shop, and I was like, hey, can I take a picture with you? She was like, yeah. So we took a picture outside, became friends on Instagram, didn't see each other, and then I invited her to ComplexCon with me because she wanted to go, and I had an extra pass. And we had a blast, and we now have to travel in pairs because our hair looks too cool side by side. But yeah, we had a good time. So shout out to Lexi, my dance partner. And Anthony, our photographer, and yeah, we did make Anthony take so many pictures of us. Okay, how much time are we at? Great. I'm gonna go into questions, and hopefully there's some decent ones. Normally I kind of like check the night before. I like to see what vibe people are going with on the questions, and I didn't check, so I'm kind of nervous. And I also didn't have the option of putting questions on my main Instagram account. I only did the questions through Resting Bee Pod Instagram, so only the real ones could ask the questions. Okay. Here we go. This is exciting. Where can I find your tour dates? On my website, alliemukofsky.com. How does it feel to be the face of a growing podcast? Scary, exciting, difficult, indifferent. Is this podcast growing? Is it a growing podcast? I guess so. I don't really pay attention to the numbers of the pod. If it is growing, that is kind of scary. It's just weird to know that there are people that I have never met that like to listen to me. It's just weird. It is scary, but it's also fun. It's cool to have like another outlet. Like it's like my favorite thing to do isn't the podcast, it's to do stand up. Because I get to see the people who I'm entertaining and I get to see their reaction. And with the podcast, it is scary because I don't know who's listening and I don't know if they're enjoying what I'm saying. Definitely not on this episode, but other episodes, it would be cool to see people's reactions. If you are listening to this, screenshot it, post it on your Instagram story and tag me so I can repost it. Because whenever people screenshot them listening to the podcast, I always look at their profile because I'm so curious who listens to this. And then, like, the girl who recognized me at ComplexCon, she mentioned the podcast and she was so cute and adorable. And I love that there's like cute girls my age listening to this who like it. Because I don't know who's listening to this, so I just imagine it's like old horny guys like jerking off to my monotone voice and they have like some weird fetish for like, you know, cankles or whatever. And they're just waiting for me to Sharon Stone my cankles every once in a while. What's that movie when she does the crotch shot? Yeah. No, not Casino. Who? It's Sharon Stone, right? When she does this, there's an eye in it. She does the leg cross in her... Anyway, that, but instead of my vagina being shown when I cross and uncross my legs, it's my cankles. That's who I picture listens to this podcast. But yeah, it's cool. I guess I'm also indifferent about doing this podcast because it's like... The reason I started it was because a couple people... I saw DMs and a couple people were like, when are you starting a podcast? Do you have a podcast? And I figured if this only takes me an hour every week to do and people either have the option to listen to it or they don't, then I might as well just do it. Why not? It's just a fun way to have you guys like keep up with whatever I'm doing. This week was pretty boring except for ComplexCon. And the animal shelter. Do I want to be a bunny girl? Am I a rabbit girl? Jojo Rabbit, is that who I am? Why is it called Jojo Rabbit if it's about Hitler? I guess I'll find out in about 3 hours. It sounds like a kid's movie. It is a kid who's, I think, the main character in it. But Jojo Rabbit, that sounds like an animated kids movie. And then they're like, remember Hitler in World War II? How do you measure your success and independence? I feel like I've been getting booked on shows a lot more lately, which is like a good sign, you know? I don't think that that necessarily means success, but it does mean like... getting closer to that. But I also think it's like being able to, I'm like almost at the point where I'm just doing comedy full time. And that is like success to me. I think it's just, this sounds so like vibesy and like heady, but I think it's just like the feeling you get of success. Like, I feel like after my London trip, I, like, felt successful because I felt like I was able to do something and, like, show up. and do a good job and just have fun. And that felt good coming back here. How was doing spots different in New York? It's not that different. There's more of like a sense of community in New York because no one really drives there. So like people will hang out at a show longer and just like kick it with the comics and then, you know, leave together. In LA, you kind of like do your set and then dip out early on the show and drive somewhere else, either to another show or home or to whatever. So there's more like sense of community out there, and New York seems like a really fun place to be doing comedy in right now. At least that's how it looks with like my New York friends on Instagram. Yeah, I feel like New York is a fun place for comedy. The shows are really fun out there, and it's like it just feels less pretentious. Like in LA, it feels very like shows just feel like a lot of favors and clout bookings. But in New York, like, you know, I'm sure there's some of that there too, but it does feel like a more like diverse lineup of, you know, a lot of comics. When are you coming to Kansas City? Aren't there two Kansas cities? There's one in Kansas and there's one in Oklahoma. Kansas City. There's two. It's not just me in this couch. There's two people here. Normally there's just me and Anthony. We got Tom over here helping us out with graphics and whatnot. And I thought at least one person would know. There's two Kansases. Yes. There's two Kansas cities. Kansas City, Missouri. Which Kansas City are you talking about? I've been to Missouri. Okay? It's fine. I want to go to Kansas. That seems like some real country shit. I want to have real country food. I want to stay with a stranger when I'm there. Because that seems like the way that you should do Kansas. I want to go to a Sonic drive-thru. I want to smoke a cigarette in the heat. What do people do? I don't know. I want to go to like a bar and play pool and listen to music on a jukebox. I want to go to, like, a country-ass town. I don't know if Kansas even is like that. I'm so uncultured with the U.S. I'm a geography idiot. If you were a superhero, what would your powers be? Poop on command. There's a theme to this episode, okay? I really have to go to the bathroom. And it's all I can think about. And it would be nice to be able to do that on command. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like you have to, but you're not sure if it's the right time, if it needs a little bit longer to process? What if you could just do it right then and there, get it out of the way? Maybe you have a big event to go to and you don't want to do it there. You want to go at home before you leave for this event. On command, you got it. That would be a tight ass superpower. Whoa, this is a great question. What's your favorite kind of chip or snack in general? Here we go. This is what I've been waiting for, honestly. This is why I started my podcast. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. I'm a freak for barbecue, any chip or snack or thing. You know what sucks? Pop chips. Pop chips, barbecue, I'll do it, but I'm not a fan. It's a weird texture and flavor. But pretty much barbecue, anything I'm into. I love it. Mesquite barbecue, smoky barbecue, sour barbecue. I don't even know if that, my mouth is watering. I love barbecue. I also like the chili cheese Frito-Lays. I used to be a big freak for the plain Fritos with the Frito bean dip that they sell with it. And then I looked at the nutritional value on the bean dip, and I don't think I've done it in a long time. But that's a great depression meal. If you ever just feel bad about yourself and you want to eat at home alone, just snacks, get the plain Frito-Lays or spice it up. Do the chili cheese Frito-Lays and get that bean dip with it. And then just scoop your heart out. You will feel terrible about yourself. And that's what you need in a depression meal. Funyuns I used to like, but it's never my go-to. I had this big debate at 7-Eleven the other night. I was having a depression meal. I am fine. Stop asking. I was trying to decide between Funyuns and barbecue Pringles in the small can. I was originally going to get the big can, and then I checked my depression and I said, no, bitch, we're doing the small can. Calm down. And then I also got the pretzel, the little pretzel chips. I don't know what they're called, but they're so good, and they have them in different flavors, so you could do like garlic parmesan, zesty something, you know. They have a buffalo wing, they have the pretzel buffalo. Oh. But here's what really gets me all horned up. This is what gets me, you know, wetter than the rainforest. It is the Snyder's, I think that's the brand, Snyder's pretzel, the rods, the mini rods, but in the honey mustard and onion flavor. It'll make your breath so repulsive and terrible. No one will want to talk to you for 2 days after you eat them, but they taste so good. But they stopped selling them like you kind of have to look for them now, and now they're in like smaller bags. They kind of got a little bit shady with them. But those are my favorite chips. There's a type of person. There's a Ruffles, those crinkle chips, the Ruffles, the cheese ones. That's a specific type of person. And you know the type, very white. It's normally a very white person with freckles and sometimes bangs. They're into that like cheddar Ruffles chip. Back in middle school, I used to do this thing that sounds really disgusting. I'm so burpy from this breakfast. It sounds so disgusting, but it's so good. We would do this at lunch, and even like for breakfast at school from the vendors, we would get hot Cheetos, and then our school would also sell like bagels with little sides of cream cheese, and we would just get the cream cheese and do the hot Cheetos and cream cheese. I swear, if you like cream cheese and you like hot Cheetos together, I want everyone to try this. Like, I want everyone to try this, to at least experience it once. It's so good. Not for you, but it'll get you through. If a close family member dies, just pick up a big bag of hot Cheetos, pick up a big tub of cream cheese, and it's one of the ways to get over grieving. It helps the grieving process. It helps anything. It's so good. I think I'm okay. So this cruise I'm doing called, they're not like telling me to talk about it or post about it, but I am a little bit scared for my life, so I keep mentioning it. That way, if I do die on this cruise, there will be a lot of clips to pull from where I'm talking about it. But also, I think like if any of you have like $2,000 to drop on a cruise with EDM music and comedy and magic, come on this cruise and hang out with me, because I'm just going to be alone. I don't know what I'm going to do on this cruise. And it stops on this island that's essentially just a water park. It's crazy. I don't even know how to describe it. But it leaves out of Miami and returns to Miami. So I think I might do like a couple days in Florida, going around like Orlando, Miami, wherever else, but then go to New York after that for a couple days. So those are my only plans potentially for East Coast shows, would be New York. I do want to come to Philly, so maybe I'll make that like a separate trip. I don't know. I want to go all over all the time, and I never know when the right time is. What's your order at In-N-Out Burger? Double double, grilled onions, ketchup, pickles. No, I never get pickles. I don't know why I just said that, but I'm thinking of what I would order right now, and pickles sound really good on a burger. I normally just do double double, grilled onions, ketchup. So good. I hate animal style from In-N-Out. I think it's throw up in a bottle. It's so gross. If you like animal style, you're a real freak. And like, it really says a lot about who you are as a person. You're into some dirty shit and you have too much faith in society. You're too trusting if you're just ordering animal style. What even is that? It's so inappropriate. It's so gross. I also like to get the cheese fries with grilled onions on top if I'm not getting the burger. It's so good. What would your last meal be if you were on death row? Ass. Just kidding. That's tough. That's really tough. That is such a hard question. There's so many things. You know what? I would do a pastrami Reuben. Yeah. A pastrami Reuben or some Mexican dish. Maybe a big old burrito or some enchiladas and rice and beans. Yeah, I don't know. What was the worst thing you did in the eyes of your parents as a kid? I didn't really do anything too terrible. One time I hid my dad's credit card. I don't know why. I was just angry and I was like, I'm just going to hide his credit card from him and he's not going to know where it is and he's not going to be able to buy anything. And then he decided to have me and my sisters all look for his credit card that he lost. And he said that whoever found the credit card would get a gift, anything they wanted from Target. And I was trying to be like, I wonder where the credit card could be. And I was asking my sisters, I was like, what if it's in the trash? And my sisters were like, it's definitely not in the trash. Why would it be in the trash? And then I found it in the trash. And I was like, because I fucking put it in the trash. And I didn't tell them until like 2 years later. Would you ever do a headline UK tour? And not just a load of London venues. Yes, eventually. I think right now, though, it's better to just do guest spots at venues and build a little bit more of, you know, some sort of fan base out there. I couldn't just headline and then have like five people at each show. Also, the shows out there are really fun to just do guest spots on. But yeah, next time I'll probably do more headlining spots, but not all. Do you think we will see the rise of robots in our lifetime? Not the rise of robots, but definitely like the maybe like normality of robots in some way or another. Top five comics you would like as a guest on the pod. Andrew Santino. That's hard. Because I don't want like your typical podcast guest on here. I like just having my friends who aren't like big comics yet. It's fun. You know what? Top five comics you would like as a guest on the podcast. Jeff Dunham. The one guy who says get her done. All the blue collar comedy guys. Ron White, Jeff Dunham, the Get Her Done guy. Larry, is that his name? Larry the Cable Guy? My dad's name is Larry. Shout out to Larry's. Would you ever date or sleep with a fan? I wouldn't try to, but I'm not going to say no to that. But it's not likely, but maybe. Who knows? I do like guys that are fans. I just want everyone to be obsessed with me, really. So if you're a fan, you're already there. Any plans to come back to Portland? Yes. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully not dead. Hopefully I make it off this cruise alive and I have a special out somewhere and I'm headlining shows. In 5 years, that seems realistic, like headlining across the U.S. and having like a 30-minute special out or an hour or something. And yeah. Are you okay? Thanks for asking. I'm doing great. Despite how this podcast is going so far, things are good. I do really want to just go to the bathroom, but we're almost over. I've powered through. This was almost a challenge. This podcast was a challenge. It wasn't a typical episode. This was more for me to test the strength of my cheeks. The clappers. My sister asked me, who is your favorite sister? Damn. You know, they both offer different things. So, well, you know what? Neither of them listen to my fucking podcast, okay? So, none of you. None of you are my favorite sister. How do you come up with new material? I just live my life and write it down. Okay. Do you ever cook for yourself? No. I eat every meal out, which is not good, but I do have roommates and I don't feel comfortable in my kitchen, in my shared kitchen space. It's always dirty. I don't want to clean up their mess. Best comedy advice you got? Take all advice with a grain of salt. I really appreciate getting comedy advice from comics, but I try not to let it influence me too much because everyone is different. Okay, I gotta get out of here so I can go to the bathroom. Shoe size? I'm a size 8, baby. I got them big boat feet. I'm a size 8. That's it. I gotta go. Come see me live. What? Yeah, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, post screenshots of you listening to the podcast. I'll repost them. Come see me live. Check out my website for dates. And stay dumb. Bye.